Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You're tuned into Free City Radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I'm your host, Stéphane Christophe. I'm with you every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Thank you for joining us. On the show today, I'm going to be speaking with filmmaker Simone Lucas, who has recently created a really awesome film about friendship, about letters. Simone's work explores the nuances of friendship in a cinematic space. And this film is based on a series of letters that Simone had written with friends in her 20s. And I think this film really addresses some of the very important roles that friendship plays in our lives. A lot of us have been reflecting on the role of friendship in the time of the pandemic, in the context of COVID. And the fact that we can't gather, I think, has created some really important spaces for reflection on a variety of levels. And I spoke with Simone about her film, but also some of the ideas that drove this project. It will be screening as part of Suoni Peri Popolo Festival in June here in the city. You will be able to find that at suoniperipopolo.org. That is Sounds of the People in Italian. That's the festival of Salerosa and Casa del Popolo. So this is a conversation I recorded with Simone last week. This is filmmaker Simone Lucas about her work, about friendship, and the creative process here on Free City Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm joined by filmmaker and video artist Simone Lucas, who has worked on this project called So You Know I Think About You Every Day. And this is this film based on letters, cityscapes, distance, life, reflection. There's a lot going on in there. I got the chance to watch it. Thank you for sharing it with me. So I'll just say hi, and maybe before we get into the film, if you could just introduce yourself briefly.
Hi, really nice to see you. So my name is Simone, and I'm a video artist, filmmaker, also an organizer based in Montreal. I grew up here, and I've lived elsewhere, but spent a lot of time in the city. And this film, So You Know I Think About You Every Day, was part of my master's in media studies project. It started as a research creation project for my MA at Concordia.
Right on, right on. So the film mixes urban geography with letters. Those are two of the first things that come to my mind. If you could share a bit about what was driving the project and how it played out.
Yeah, so the project it's a film about friendship. That was what I wanted to do when I started my master's. And friendship had always been a very important part of my life, relationships that had been really passionate and conflictual and erotic and really central to my life in different ways and in ways that I had a lot of trouble even putting words to or defining or describing. And I think friendship can occupy this ambiguous category in our lives in ways that is reflective of the way institutions sort of tend to validate or codify nuclear family or couples or marriage or romantic relationships. And I think we internalize that inevitably in our lives to maybe not quite understand the role of friendship in our lives or how to honor it or what place it has. So that kind of questioning and is what drove me to start this film and look at my old correspondence, a 10-year-old correspondence between myself and a friend who, for the purposes of the film, I named Tilda as a pseudonym.
And so that correspondence does address, but in a more reflective, almost poetic sense, a lot of the themes you're talking about. We hear these letters being read throughout the film, overplayed with images. So talk a little bit more about the letters, and I mean, that's something you were sharing in the piece, some very private reflections, but in this totally different landscape from the context that the letters were originally written.
Yes. So just to describe the film a bit more for people who haven't seen it, which is probably the majority. So we hear this back and forth of letters as a voiceover narration. It's my voice and Tilda's voice narrating these letters that are letters or emails, I should say, from our early 20s while I was traveling and Tilda was at home in Montreal. And the letters, as you say, are very intimate, sometimes very passionate and romantic and intense. And we hear these letters over the backdrop of a very kind of sterile, abandoned cement structure. And in this structure, there's two movement artists, dancers who are weaving their way through the building and kind of reflecting and playing off the content of the letters.
Hmm. And how did you come forward with this idea of the building and that sort of landscape to provide a visual for these letters?
So when I looked back on the letters, there was this real sense of searching. We were writing them in our early 20s. We were kind of miserable and really not at home in the world, I would say. And the letters offered this place to maybe test ourselves out and perform different parts of ourselves. Like, oh, am I this person or am I that person? Who can I be? And the wow. Friendship and the letters offered this sort of safe home, or as close of a home as we were able to find in that moment of our lives where we could test that out. Mm-hmm. And I thought I wanted to kind of find a visual language or a visual story to tell that story, mm-hmm. without, you know, having access to any obvious visual material, because letters are not visual. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for a space, a building. The film was shot in Lithuania, and I was looking for a space in Vilnius where these two movement artists I was working with could play off this theme of performing for each other, watching each other, witnessing each other, but yeah. also hiding, concealing, running, searching, hiding, seeking. And I was looking for a space that where we could experiment with those tensions. And I was working in Vilnius with another friend, Saule Norkute, who played a kind of DIY producer role on the film, and she helped me find this particular space.
I think about place a little bit too, in thinking about the landscape that you see in the film, because you're located, this dialogue is happening, but then the shots create also a sense of atmosphere of the bigger cityscape or the world in a sense.
Yes. Yeah, so in terms of film, of the shots, they're very wide shots. Yeah. They're kind of alienating in a way and very nostalgic. I worked with a local filmmaker, Mika Zabulonis, to create that visual narrative. And I think that spaciousness has to do again with the fact that myself in the letters, I'm traveling. Tilda in the letters is also kind of homeless in a way, and we're both really searching. And also the fact that this correspondence took place 10 years ago, and there's this very nostalgic feeling. So I think that reflects where I was coming from when when I was making the film as well, reflecting back on friendship and in a certain way mourning these very intense friendships that take place maybe more in your early 20s, and contrasting this really, really deep kind of really almost messy intimacy in the letters with something much more distanced and lost and isolating and very sterile.
Were you nervous to share those letters? How did you feel about that whole process?
The idea of using my personal correspondence came because this film was a first film project I made after a really, really long hiatus from filmmaking. So I was really also searching for my own cinematic or video art style in the process of making the film. And I thought that using my own material felt kind of like a fair place to start, because I wanted to I wanted to test out my method on myself and put myself through my own methodology and my own process, and also make mistakes on my own work. And then feel more confident in my, this was my idea, to then invite other people through a process and do more documentary work with subjects who are not myself. Working with your own material is extremely excruciating at times.
Okay.
It's not easy, and it was really scary to show the film, to put the letters out there, to work with them. It was a really big challenge.
Well, you do feel that sense of intimacy in the piece. Which
yeah,
is
I think
all,
it,
go ahead, sorry.
No, I think it what helped me work with the letters and put them out into the world is that I love those letters. And I, when I showed them to people, I often found there was some kind of reaction of, there's so much intimacy in these letters. And it's something some people felt like it was a bit voyeuristic to read them. Other people felt like, oh, it really made me think of how I might be missing that in my friendships, or that I might be wanting to search for some kind of intimacy like that.
We're speaking with Simone Lucas, whose film is called So You Know I Think About You Every Day. I'd like to hear, if possible, a few more thoughts on the what you were expressing at the beginning of our exchange when you're talking about friendship, because I think, you know, people will be watching this during this experience we're all having with COVID and the pandemic. And, you know, we've all been thinking about our relationships more and how we connect with people. And so I'm just wondering if I really appreciated what you were talking about in regards to the ways that friendships are defined by structures of power or existing hegemonies. If you could share any additional reflections about that.
Yeah, so thinking about friendship was a really important part of making this film and really delving into my own friendship archive. And I'm very hesitant to say, you know, friendship is this way and family is this way and romantic relationships are another way, but inevitably there are important differences. And when I set out to make this film, part of me wanted to prove that friendship was important, because I do feel that there's this way that, as I was saying, we have a lot of references for romantic love and couples, and especially heteronormative, heterosexual love. And it's reinforced by the law, by, you know, what makes us economically safe is often, or legally safe, is often marriage and or a long-term partnership. And it's often, you know, what we think of as leading to a nuclear family. So there are all these ways that the nuclear family is really established in our society. And there's a lot of ways that I think that fails us a lot, because life that is so built upon this nuclear structure, I don't think is very healthy, sustainable. It doesn't build community. But I think in another way that I was, you know, really wanting to show or prove that let's talk about everything that friendship offers and how important it is and how it's important to center it and think about it. Mm. At the same time, friendship still for me occupies this ambiguous place because it is less defined. And I think in a way that is what makes it powerful.
Yeah.
In its own way, and that I wouldn't want to say our friendship should be more like this or that, or should be more like the nuclear family, because I think friendship in a way can offer this space of experimentation because it is, there are less references. So in a way, just like in the film, there's, I think the friendship offers experimentation in the writing, and then that's reflected through the dancing. Mm-hmm. I think in life, friendship can offer this ambiguity and space for experimentation, which also means that there's a lot of loss in friendship, because friendship comes and goes. You can be very, very close with someone one week and then not talk to them very much the next week. And I think maybe that's, you know, something that should change, but maybe that's also some of the beauty, or something we can learn from friendship, is that it's not set and it's unknown. And there's an openness to try different things out, but also inevitably some loss tangled up in that.
I really appreciate that idea about friendship and social experimentation. Yeah, just in regards to how there is a space there also for thinking about other frameworks of relations, you know, and rebellion in a sense, because of, you know, the points you're bringing up. The film expresses sort of that searching in a way too, through the movement, which I really appreciated.
Yeah, so maybe I can talk a bit more about the dancing.
That'd be great, thank you.
As well, yeah. So I worked with these two movement artists, dancers in Lithuania. Mm-hmm. Their names are Beatrice Bukantite and Ula Liegeite. They're both amazing artists. And we worked together, we worked very closely together. We did a lot of rehearsals to prepare for the filming, and they really had a role, not just as dancers, but as choreographers. Mm-hmm. And we didn't choreograph kind of all the movements, but more worked on prompts and ideas that could inspire their movements. And I was working with the letters and exploring kind of tensions around, for example, taking up a lot of space and oversharing in writing, and what that might look like as a moving body versus concealing information and hiding and not revealing. And again, what that might look like in movement. Wow. So that those were some of the tensions we were exploring. And I think, yeah, just as a whole, it goes back to, you know, some tensions that can happen in friendship, but also back to this idea of friendship as a space for experimentation, artistic performance, and having a witness for that, for that experimentation, or a co-witnessing happen in the case of two friendships, two people in a friendship.
Yeah, if you could underline that, what you just talked about, co-witnessing.
Well, when I look back at the letters, that's really what stood out to me. And I think it's very particular to the letters being written in our early 20s, when it is this moment of self-development where you do need to really try out different parts of your identity and kind of perform them and make mistakes and see what works, what doesn't. But what is so special about the letter form is that I think you can take some risks that you wouldn't maybe if you're in person. So in this case, it's risk with writing, but also risk with what you share, what you don't share, but also how you express yourself. So it is that just that trusted witness who is watching your process that allows you or can inspire you to try out these things in a very artistic, creative way.
All ideas explored in your film. So you know, I think about you every day. And we've been speaking with filmmaker Simone Lucas, who's in Montreal. Thank you so much for taking the time to share some reflections on your film. And if people would like to learn more about your work or this project, please share anywhere that people could learn about it.
The project, the film, So You Know I Think About You Every Day, will be screened as part of Suoni per il Popolo in the summer as an outdoor screening. So more in Montreal. Some more details will be coming soon about that. Otherwise, still looking for some online screening potentials or screenings in other cities. Mm-hmm. And that you can find on the Suoni website, and details are to come.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to share your reflections. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Me too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was filmmaker Simone Lucas speaking about her recent work. Her film will be screened in June as part of Suoni per il Popolo. This is Free City Radio. I'm your host, Stefan Christoff. We broadcast every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It is the 24th of March. Thank you for being with us. I wanted to go out with a piece of music today, well, an excerpt of a piece of music that I worked on with my brother, Jordan Christoff, and also a friend of ours, a sound artist named Joseph Sonicondro. This is from a release that we put together as the Anarchist Mountains Trio. This is a piece called A Free Palestine Dream. It was released by AMAC Collective, which is an arts collective based in Sofia, Bulgaria. Thank you so much for tuning in to Free City Radio. I'm Stefan Christoff. Stay tuned for the F Files, which is coming up right at 11:30. Take it easy. Thank you.
Pause Radio.
Exploring feminism and technology through space and time.
Good morning. You are listening to the F-Files on CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca. I'm your host, Jules Gould, and today I have an interview for you with Ella Den Elzin. Ella is a writer, researcher, and designer based in Montreal, Jojage. She holds a master's in architecture from McGill University. Currently, she works as a curatorial assistant on exhibitions and research projects on architecture. And through her own practice of design research, she explores the role of architecture and its relationship to questions around borders, migration, and settler colonialism. So today I would like to talk to you about your project called Between Bodies and Borders, which examines the oppressive nature of immigration holding centers through reconstructing government-issued design guidelines and rebuilding interior spaces based on these documents. So I wonder what drew you to researching immigration detention in general,